Pink Floyd fans will be excited to take a trip back in time to the Syd Barrett era of the band with Nick Mason's Saucer Full of Secrets tour. Now, the tour takes its name from the 1968 album. In addition to Nick on stage will also be Gary Kemp of Spandau Ballet. He's a big fan of early Floyd. Now, I caught up with Nick Mason and started by asking him why did he choose to revive early Floyd?
Well, I think it's one of the sort of slightly undiscovered elements of Pink Floyd music. You know, a lot of people more or less think that we kicked off with Dark Side of the Moon and nothing happened before that. And there's actually seven albums, I think, of Sid's music, but also music that we did for Barbet Schroeder for a couple of films. And I think, as I say, it's just there's stuff there that hasn't been heard and benefits from being aired again.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to ask you, you know, following up with that, because it's likely that many people are not that familiar with the early Pink Floyd material, and those who are, I'm sure, will be delighted at the chance to hear it performed live. But do you actually think you'll also create new fans of 1960s psychedelic rock?
Well, it would be very nice if that happened. I mean, I suppose it's a bit like us in 1960-something discovering all those R&B musicians that were almost forgotten. And the 60s were absolutely stuffed full of band, R&B bands, picking up this music that had almost disappeared at the time. So maybe we are the new Howling Wolf and or Lightning Hopkins of the 21st century.
Well, because I was going to say, I've seen Pink Floyd in concert several times, but I don't think I've ever heard See Emily play live before. So when you formed, before you formed the Saucer Full of Secrets, when was the last time you played that, for example?
Well, I would think it was probably 1967. That's one of the problems of sort of later successful albums, is that when you're playing live, you've got an audience who really want to hear the more recent success, sort of big-selling album, and you're also out there promoting the next album that you're releasing. So by the time we get to Wish You Were Here or Animals or The Wall, indeed, you're going to be really struggling to put into a set anything before, let's say, 1975.
I mean, can you remember all those old tunes when it came down to, you know, playing them once again? I mean, we have to think, so how does this go again?
It's a funny one, because in general you remember the song, the rough outline of it, but quite often you've forgotten the detail of how it works. So there are one or two sort of train crashes in some of the early rehearsals.
I did actually, I was reading about this when you spoke to Rolling Stone magazine. You say that, yes, you're playing the old material, but you are putting on a bit of a, let's say, a newer twist or a fresh interpretation at times.
Well, I think that's one of the advantages of playing this early music, that the audiences are slightly less familiar with it, so they're not expecting or needing an absolute accurate rendition of exactly what appeared on the record. And so what we're trying to do is take the spirit of what was played in period, but add a little bit more of our own sort of our own abilities to it. You know, I'm a reasonably different drummer from the one that was playing in 1967. I've finally learned to do a couple of extra fills and so on, so I'm really determined to put them into the music.
Now, I know you start your set off with Interstellar Overdrive, which was actually recorded the year I was born. I remember listening to it on my Walkman in the 80s, but it's 10 minutes long. Will you be playing all of it to start off with?
The original versions that we played live in 1967 of Interstellar were quite often 23 or 25 minutes long. So we don't have any problem with finding 10 minutes of it.
Okay, now the people on stage with you for the Saucer Full of Secrets, I mean, you've teamed up with longtime Pink Floyd collaborator Guy Pratt, and have also brought in Gary Kemp of Spandau Ballet fame. That might surprise some people. people. So what did you? Why did you choose Gary? Although I'm sure it's a brilliant choice.
It was a terrific choice, but there wasn't a choice. He volunteered before anyone else could get in there. And he's been one, I think, a really stunning addition to the whole thing, because he was sort of brought up on Pink Floyd music. He knows the songs, and he's a very accomplished musician. So it's sort of, we probably shouldn't be as surprised as we are, really.
I just want one final question for you, Nick. I have to ask you, what's been the reaction from the former band members? In the past, there have been some highly publicised legal wranglings over the band. Obviously, Sid Barrett and Rick Wright have sadly passed, but did Roger Waters and David Gilmour have a view on your new project?
They were both really supportive. I mean, David lent us all sorts of bits of equipment that we needed, and probably the ultimate testament was Roger coming on stage in New York last year and playing Set the Controls with us.
So you've got their full support, although let's say that past nastiness of that, has that now passed and mellowed with age for all of you, do you think?
Good Lord, no. No, I think David and Roger still have major differences, but fortunately I seem to be slightly out of the firing line at the moment.
Now, that was Nick Mason from Pink Floyd. Actually, when you were talking about last year, I pointed out, I did actually recall that interview with Nick about 2 years ago, because, of course, the show was ready to go at that sort of time, and then COVID shut it all down. Now, if you want to catch that show, though, The Saucer Full of Secrets, at the Théâtre du Léman in Geneva, tickets are available now. You can go to ticketcorner.ch, and it's going to be on Tuesday, the 28th of June.
Enjoy a psychedelic evening with Nick Mason's Saucer Full of Secrets, performing the early works of Pink Floyd. Tuesday, the 28th of June, at Théâtre du Léman in Geneva. Don't miss Nick Mason's Saucer Full of Secrets. Book now at ticketcorner.ch.